G'day, Reece Dowden here. Welcome to episode 65 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is about, or it's titled, Predicting Success on Selection. And the reason I bring this up, I've had a couple of people recently ask me about this, and somebody actually posted it in my school selection group, or my selection group on the school platform, which you should come and join. And he was talking about he wanted to... Well, he was finding it difficult in finding, engaging any metrics in regards to competitive strength and what strength you would need or a candidate would need that could predict them passing selection or not. And it's an interesting one because in regards to strength, there's only really the SFET elements, right? And the SFET elements, what they do in regards to SFET and the assessments that they conduct, so the 3.2K run, the push-ups, the sit-ups, the heaves, the 90-minute pack march, depending on where you are, where you're doing it. It could be a 45-minute pack march, and the swim, right? So those are the elements that they've determined that you need to pass in order to get on selection. And they've been doing that for a long time, and they have determined that the standard set are the ones that you need to reach to give yourself the best chance of passing selection. So for the 3.2K run, for example, it's 16 minutes. Okay, so for commandos for a while, they actually extended it to 16:30, right? 16 minutes 30. But they found people who were doing it past 16 minutes, they weren't passing selection anyway. So they brought it back down to 16 minutes. So in regards to preparing for selection and looking at the different activities and what you need to reach to hopefully pass selection, you can only really base them on the SFET, all right? And if you can pass those SFET standards really well, okay, and you follow a good, solid, specific program that especially covers endurance, you know, muscular endurance, strength endurance, pack marching, swimming, for example, all these physical elements covered, you should be able, you are going to be fit enough to pass selection, all right? And the better you can perform on SFET and the higher you can pass those standards, then you're probably going to give yourself an even better chance of passing selection. So if you can do the 3.2 in 15 minutes, that's great. If you can do, you know, 12 cadence heaves, if you can do over 60 cadence push-ups, if you can do, you know, 11 and a half kilometers for the 90-minute pack march, if you can do the swim in 12 minutes instead of 16 minutes, by being able to smash all those minimum standards, then yes, you're going to give yourself a good chance of passing selection as long as you've done all the endurance, as long as you've got the endurance in pack marching, as long as you've got the muscle endurance, right? As long as you've got the swimming sorted, okay? Swimming endurance, picking on commando selection because you're going to do long pool sessions, all right? So that's all you can really base it off. In regards to specific strength, you can have the push-ups, right? The push-ups and the heaves. Again, that's all you can base it off. If they were to get everyone, I mean, they just haven't done any much research in regards to this, but in regards to relative strength, I guess they could, if they wanted to, get everyone who passed selection and get them to do a 1RM for a squat and a 1RM for their deadlift and a 1RM for their bench press. And then they could determine, using how much they've lifted and their body type, and get some percentages there on how much you need to actually lift for your body weight in order to give yourself a high chance of passing selection. But they don't do that, okay? So all you have to base it off, especially strength-wise, but any of the activities, is the SFET, all right? So all you need to do, all you have to do, is be able to pass those SFET standards really well, okay? And the ones that I listed, I would go for, all right? What I mentioned before. So, for the 3.2K, you want to do it under 15 minutes, all right? The pack march, on SFET, you're going to do it over 90 minutes, okay? So, you probably want to aim around 11 Ks. When you do it on selection, it's going to be the 20 kilometer, right? So, you want to be looking at least under 3 hours for that. The push-ups, aim for 60 cadence push-ups. For heaves, you want to be doing 12 cadence heaves, okay? And the swim, the swim's a tough one because you definitely don't want to be coming in 16 minutes, but I would say, you know, 12 to 14 minutes is probably good enough. But remember, that's not a good indication of how you're going to go on selection because they do, especially commando selection, they do fucking long pool sessions, like 2 to 3 hour pool sessions, and then you've got to back it up after that. So you've got to put in the time and get competent and comfortable in the water. Your swimming endurance has got to be great. Your pack march endurance has got to be great. So you can handle selection. So you're not going to get injured. This is the other reason why they have these standards, because they've determined that people who have trained up enough to pass these standards aren't going to get injured. Although chances of them getting injured on selection is less likely because they've done these solid programs, okay? So again, look at the SFET scores and trying to get those standards that I've just went through. What's interesting enough is that when I did it, my 3.2, I got 1548, and one of my mates who also passed, he got 1556, all right? So if you're just passing some of these components, it doesn't mean you're going to fail selection. If you're crushing all of these components, it doesn't mean you're going to pass selection. Why? Because the physical testing and the physical activity on selection is just one component. They really use the physical element to really break you down and get you to a stage where they're testing your mental capacity. They're testing your ability to think and plan and execute when under fatigue. They're testing your ability to get along with your teammates, testing your ability to control your stress, to control your emotions, okay? And they do that many days into selection, weeks into selection, when you're absolutely fucking physically exhausted. Then they're really testing you, okay? So the physical component is just one simple component of selection, right? So because selection is a fucking mental game, right? Once you've gone past your physical or your what you thought your physical capabilities were. So in regards to predicting success on selection, in regards to physical testing components, all you got to go by is the SFET standards plus the 20 clicker that you're going to do on the actual selection course, okay? So if you can smash those, you're going to give yourself a decent chance of getting through, and you're definitely going to be physically ready as long as you do that solid training program as well. It covers all the endurance components. That's it. That's all you can do until they do more research or more studies into actual relative strength, which I don't think they're going to bother anyway. And personally, it doesn't fucking matter because it is a mental game at the end of the day. You've got to be fit. You've got to be fucking mentally strong as well. If you need any help, make sure you hit me up. Check out operatoredge.com/selection. There's a link to come and join my free school group as well. Or you can hit me up, email Reese, which is rhys@operatoredge.com, or even on Instagram, send me a DM, Reese_Dowden. That's it for this episode. Hope you got something out of it. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.